Baba Basra, Daf Ayin Tes, Omud Aleph, page 79, side A. Ad Noifach, Achetovoy Eish, until a fire comes, the fire of Gehenna he's referring to here, She'einot Tzrichon Nipuach, that does not need to be blown out to increase the flame. Ad Meidvo, Ad, that means Ad Shetadiv Nishmosom, until there will be tsar, pain for their soul. V'amrilei, and others say, others darshan, the meaning of ad meidva, ad de ovid, mai de boyi, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do to them that he wishes to do to the Rishoyim in the world to come in Eilam Haba. Since the Gemara is dealing here about the penalties for the Rishoyim, the Gemara brings also what is the penalty for one who separates himself from the words of Torah. Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, says Rav Yehuda, name of Rav. Kol ha-peirish midivrei Torah eish oichaltoi. Anyone who separates himself from the words of Torah, fire consumes him. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says in Cheskel, mem vav Pasuk zayin. V'nosati esponai bohem mei ha-eish yotzou v'ha-eish toichlon. That means that since they separated themselves from Torah, for which it's written, on the Torah it's written, Yirmei Yachav Gimel, Pasuk of Tes, Halekoi Dvaraka Eish, and that's why they will be punished with Eish. Because Meha Eish Yotzou, they left the Eish, that's why Eish Techlev. The Eish will consume them. Kiosa Rav Dimi Omar Rav Yenison. When Rav Dimi came, he said, in the name of Rabbi Yenison, Kol ha-peirish atzmei midivrei Torah, anyone who separates themselves from the words of Torah, nefil va-gehinoim, falls into Gehinoim. She-nemar, because it says in the Pasuk in Mishlei, Chof ala Pasuk tezayim, Odom toye miderech haskel, bikhal refoim yonuach. That is, that a person who separates himself from Torah, which is the Derech Haskel, then he will land Badas Refoim. He will land in the community in the Kahal Refoim. So if he goes away from Derech Haskel, Vein Refoim, and Refoim does not mean Ella, but only Gehinnom, those who died in Gehinnom. Because they're called Refoim because they've become weakened through the death of in the Gehenim. Shenemar, because it says in the Mishlei, Pasuk, Perek Tes, Pasuk Yud Ches, with regards to a person who gets persuaded to do an Aveira, V'lo yoda ki refoyim shom v'im kesh oil kru'uhu. Kru'eho. That is to say, that he doesn't know that in the future he is going to fall in the depth of the Gehenim, and therefore, we see that Refoim is for the people who die in Gehenna. The Gemara continues now that we learned in our Mishnah, Mochar Ashpa, Mochar Zivla V'chulu. If he sells the Ashpa, he sold also the Zevel. And if he sells a pit, he sells the water. If he sells a Kaveres, the beehive, he sells the bees with them. If he sells the nest, he sells the pigeons. So the Gemara over here is going to deal with a person who consecrated a pit or a nest. Likewise, if he consecrates a field or a tree for Hegdash. What is the halacha as far as the water and the pigeons, the fruits, the grass? Whether those that were in existence at the time that he made Hegdash, and those that just grew and came later on. And from this, the Gemara will later on conclude an Amud Beis that our Mishnah that holds that one who sells the Ashpa, sells the Zevel, and the similar, this is only a Das Yochid. It's only one person holds that way, and the Mishnah that's bring brought down now, first is going to mention various kinds of hekdesh, and it tells us that in all of them there is the din of Me'ila. Tanan Hosam, we learned in the Mishnah in Me'ila Yud Gimel, Amud Aleph. Kol haroi lamizbeach, any item that one consecrates and it's fit to be used to go up to the mizbeach, the loy lebedek habayis, and it's not fit for being used for the building or the correction and the fixing of the Beis HaMikdash. Like, for example, an ox, a sheep that are whole, they're fit for the Mizbeach. And likewise, on the other hand, if you have something which is Lebedek HaBayis, Veloy LaMizbeach, that can only be used for the structure and for the building, but it's not fit to be brought up on the Mizbeach. For example, if one consecrates gold or silver or precious stones, it's similar. And likewise, there is items that are not fit on themselves. Loy la mizbeach, loy la bedek habayis. They don't belong, not on the mizbeach, you can't bring them a korban. And they also are not fit for bedek habayis. For example, milk, cheese, similar things. Moyalin bahen ubamashe betoichem. So all these items, if you made them hegdish, the law of Me'ila applies in them, and also in that which is in them. So the Mishnah explained, Ketza, how so? Higdish boir maleya mayim, one who consecrate a pit that was full with water. That is something which is fit for the Bedek HaBayis, for the Beis HaMikdash. You can make mortar out of it, but it's not fit for the Mizbeach. Or Ashpois Malay Zevel. He has these pits that are full with the Zevel, with the excrements which are meant for fertilizing the field, but that is something which in of itself is not fit, not for the Mizbeach, and not for the Bedek HaBayis. Can't bring it for the on the Mizbeach, and you can't use it to fix the structure of the Beis HaMikdash. Or Shoivech Mola Yoinim, or a nest which was full with pigeons. That is something which is fit for the Mizbeach, and it's not fit for the Bedek HaBayis. Or Sode Malei Asobim, you have a field that is filled with grass. That also is an example of things that are not fit, not for the Mizbeach, and also not for the structure, for the fixing of the Beis HaMikdash. And likewise, Ilon Nisui Peres, a tree that is loaded with fruit, so that the fruit is not fit, not for Bedek HaBayis, and also you can't bring a carbon from them. So the din is moil in bahem, you can be moil in them, which means if you benefit from them, a hanoah, an enjoyment that is valued, has the value of a pruta, there is the din of meila, and also uvama shebetoichem. If you benefit what's in them, if you had a noah, you enjoyed them themselves. For example, you drank the water or you ate the fruits, and even though it's a situation where you hadn't consecrated beferish, only the pit itself, or you consecrated the ashpa, that's the pit where the zevel, where the fertilizer is lying in, or you consecrated the shevach, the nest for the pigeons, or the field, or the tree, without specifically mentioning also the grass, the fruits, the other things that are in it. But nevertheless, everything that's inside is hegdash. What is the halacha with the water and the fertilizer that came in after he was magdish, the pit and the ashpa, and the place where you hold the fertilizer, the zevel, and similar? Avol, what happens, higdish boir b'achachas malamayim, if he consecrated the pit and then later on water was filled in. And likewise, if he consecrated the ashpa, the place where you keep the zevel, where you keep the fertilizer, and then it was filled with the zevel, with the excrement for fertilizer, or shevach, he's consecrated just the nest, and then later on it was filled with pigeons came in there, or an Elon, he consecrated the tree, v'achach nosopeiros, and then it was loaded with fruit, which means that fruit grew on it, or soda v'achach nismala asobim, or he consecrated a field, and then later on it was filled with grass. The grass grew in it, so then moilim bohen, then you could, there's me'ilah in the pit, in the ashpa, in the shevach, in the tree, in the field, but ve'ein moilim b'mashe b'soichan. But there is no din of mi'ila in the water and in the other items that came to it after it was consecrated. And even the fruit and the grass that grow in the tree and in the field, there is no din mi'ila. And the reason is that the fact that the property of Hegdish caused them to grow is not sufficient to make them Hegdish also. Because at the end, there is no actual Hegdish that is mixed in into them. This is Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, this is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi disagrees with regards to a tree and a field. Rabbi Yossi says, HaMagdish es HaSodev es HaIlon, one who consecrates the field and the tree, Moilin Bohen uVigiduleihem, that you do have Mi'ila in the field itself, Yabash Noshova Pruta, and also things that grew from them after he was Magdish, after he consecrated the field. Why? Mipnei Shein Gedulei Hegdish, because they are grown from Hegdish property, and therefore they become Hegdish themselves. So now the Gemara brings a Braise, which deals with this Machloikis of Rabbi Yudah Rabbi Yossi. Tanya, Ulandan Abraise. Omar Rebbe says, Rebbe, Nirin Divrei Rabbi Yehuda Bevoir V'Shevach. It makes sense, the words of Rabbi Yehuda, with regards to the pit and with regards to the nest, of which he said that you do not have the halacha of Mi'ila in the water and in the pigeons that came to it afterwards, since they don't come from Hegdash. However, the Divrei Rabbi Yossi b'sod v'ilon, I like the words, it makes sense, the words of Rabbi Yossi, with regards to the field and the grass of the tree, that you would be moyel in what grows from them, because they nurture, they nourish from Hegdash. So the Gemara asks, "Hai mai?" This what? The words of Rebbe are not really clear here. Why? Bishloima, we can understand when Rebbe says, "Nirin divre Rabbi Yehuda bevor v'shevach," that he likes Rabbi Yehuda's words with regards to the pit and the nest. We can explain that miklal, that means the polig asod ve'ilon, that he disagrees with regards to the field and the tree. So that Rebbe doesn't accept the words of Rabbi Yehuda, who also says that by the field and the tree there is no mi'ila in their growth, in the fruits and the grass that came after Hegdash. He doesn't accept that. Ella, but the part of the statement that Rabbi says, that nirin divrei Rabbi Yossi b'sod v'ilon, that he likes what Rabbi Yossi says with regards to the field and the tree, those words are difficult to understand. Miklal, this means the polig b'boir v'shevach, it means that Rabbi does not like the words of Rabbi Yossi that he says with regards to the pit and the nest, but Rabbi Yossi just says the field and the tree, he says. So we can't explain so, because even Rabbi Yossi himself never said his words only with regards to a field and a tree. As opposed to the pit and the nest, he agrees that there is no mi'ila with what it became full after Hegdash. So Rebbe should have said the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, because there is no thing in nirdim Rabbi Yossi, the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, totally. The Gemara continues to explain that maybe we can try to explain that Rabbi Yossi also disagrees with Rabbi Shevach. If you're going to try to say that Rabbi Yossi himself holds that even by a Boir V'Shevach that were filled after they were consecrated, he holds that there is Mila in what came later on after his consecration, and because, according to his opinion, a person can be makne, can give away to Hegdish something which has not yet come to the world, and therefore he holds that he has already consecrated even what is going to come later on. And the fact that Rabbi Yossi just mentioned is in his words, so the Ve'ilon alone, that they will be Me'ila on them, on the fruit and on the grass, and he's saying it L'dvar of the Rabbi Yehuda Komar, he's saying it according to the words of Rabbi Yehuda. In other words, he's saying to Rabbi Yehuda, even according to your opinion, that you hold that a person cannot be magdish, something which is not coming into the world, and therefore there would be no me'ila in what came after hegdish with regards to the bar in the shayvach. But at least Rabbi Yossi is saying to him, you should greet me by a tree in a field which nurture from the hegdish, that you should be me'ilim them. So maybe this is what Rabbi Yossi really holds, that he disagrees on both of them, and that's why Rebbe is saying that he doesn't like his words only with regards to the only with regards to the Soden Ilon. Zogt the Gemara, we can't say so, Tanya, we can't say so, because we learned in Avraise and Afedish, Omer Rabbi Yossi said, Ein ani roye, it doesn't make sense to me, Dvorav shel Rabbi Yehuda b'Soden Ilon, with regards to a field and a tree, that he says that you cannot, there is no me'ila in what grows after they came from Hegdash, mipnei, and the reason he says why he doesn't like it, shame gidul Hegdash. So we see specifically beferish that only besodden ve'ilon hudein eroya, that he doesn't see fit, it doesn't make sense to him, the words of Rabbi Yehuda with regards to a field and a tree, ha bevar v'shevich eroya, but as far as a pit and a the nest of the pigeons, he does see, and in other words, he too agrees to the words of Rabbi Yehuda. So the question goes back on the words of Rabbi that we said, why is he saying that he likes the words of Rabbi Yosi b'sodav Ilam? Rabbi Yosi b'sodav Ilam only said it b'sodav Ilam. He should have just said halachik Rabbi Yosi. The Gemara says, answers halachik Omar. This is what Rabbi is saying. Nivrin divrei Rabbi Yehuda le Rabbi Yosef bebar v'shevach, that the words of Rabbi Yehuda make sense to Rabbi Yosef by bar v'shevach, that you are not moyel in what comes after Hegdash. She'af Rabbi Yosef lo nechlek olav elo besodin v'ilam, for also Rabbi Yosef did not disagree only with regards to a field and a tree, that you would be me'ila in what grows, since they are nurturing from the Hegdash. Avol b'boir v'shoivach moidalei, but by a pit and by a shoivach he admits, Rabbi Yosi agrees, to Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi is coming to teach us that we shouldn't make a mistake to say that Rabbi Yosi disagrees on Rabbi Yehuda, even b'boir v'shoivach, and he only is mentioning Soda and an Ilam, because he's saying it in response to the words of Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi is coming to teach us that b'boir v'shoivach, even Rabbi Yosi is Moida, that you're not Mayel with what is inside. The Gemara brings an additional machlokes of Tanoim with regards to this matter. Tana Rabbana, we learned in a braisa, Higdishon reikonin ve'achar koch nismalu. If he sanctified it, he consecrated it while they were empty, and then they were filled, then you are moyel in that he was magdish. But you will not have me'ila what was filled later on, because since they came after, it was already hegdish. Rav Lozor, Rav Shimon says, disagrees, af moyalim b'mashe b'toichem, also you are moyel in what's inside. So the Gemara explains in what situation, in what case did the Tanoim disagree. Omar Abba says, Rabbi, machloikis besode v'ilam, the disagreement between the Tanakam and Rabbi Rav Shimon is with regards to a field and a tree that grew grass and fruits after the Hegdash. The Tanakam sover lo k'Rabbi Yehuda, The first Tana holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that holds that you are not Moel Beperis. The Tanakama, who says a Moel Beperis, holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that even things that grow from the ground, there is no Me'ila, like Rabbi Yehuda said, and the Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Shimon, so like Rabbi Yosi, and Rabbi Lozer, Shimon holds like Rabbi Yosi, that you are Moel in those things that grow from Hegdish, although they came and they grew after he consecrated. Avol Beperis V'Shevech, but as far as a pit and a shevach and the nest, they were filled with water and pigeon after he made a magdish. Divrei Hakel ma'ilin bahen ve'in ma'ilin b'ashe b'toichem. According to both of their opinions, whether the Tanakama and whether Shimon and Lozar, you will not be ma'il only in the Beir v'shevach itself, but not in the water or the pigeon that came. And like the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi mentioned earlier. Amalei Abaye, Abaye says to Rabbi, Velaho de Tanya, but this that we learned in the Braise, that is a contradiction. He says we can't say so, because then that would be a difficulty, makes a difficulty what it's written in the end of this Braise. Higdishon says in the end of the Braise, Higdishon Lein, if he consecrated when they were full, Moilim Bahen, Ubamesh B'Toichem. Then there is Mila in them alone, and also what's inside them. But Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon Machlif, and Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon switched his view. In other words, that his opinion is in this case just the opposite than in the case that was in the Reisha. Because if he was Magdish, consecrated them while they were empty and then they were filled, then his opinion is that you would be Moel on what's inside them. But on the other hand, in this case, that he was magdish them full, he holds just the opposite, that you will not be moil in what's inside them.